All right, welcome into the Favorite Topics Morning Podcast. Some name like that. I don't know, we haven't given an official name, but this is where we talk about our favorite things from this morning.
Funcast.
Funcast instead of podcast?
I don't know.
It's not a bad idea.
You're not throwing out any names.
No, Favorite Morning Topics was my
favorite idea. Morning Topics, three words. Funcast, one word, hyphenated.
You hyphenate it?
Yep.
Okay. Chelsea, what was your favorite topic of the morning?
Wives' tales versus wives' tales.
I had a topic.
I learned something new.
Chelsea learned something new. Maybe you did too, at home or driving or whatever you're up to. And what we're talking about is some weird signs that Wisconsin's winter is going to be bad. I know, it's not a great topic.
We don't need to talk about it.
But I said these are kind of based on like old wives' tales.
Old wives' tales.
And Chelsea, that was wise, W-I-S-E.
Yep. Not W-I-V-E-S.
S, yep. And I said, excuse me, and you said, it's old wise tales, don't try and trick me. And I said, nope.
Then we Googled it, and I believe it, because Google told me I'm wrong.
I can't believe you didn't believe me without Googling it, though.
Because you always say this to me about sayings, that they're wrong.
And I'm always correct.
You are.
Like, I'm pretty good at English, wouldn't you admit? Like, I'm a little snobby with English.
Yeah.
So Chelsea learned it's old wives' tales instead of old wise tales. But actually, I give you credit, Chelsea. Old wise tales, it makes sense. It's wise. So that was Chelsea's favorite topic because she learned some things with it. I had fun this morning. I had fun talking about your dad randomly calling me about how many squash I want from his garden on Saturday morning and waking me up with that. But I thought it was interesting when we talked about the teens who don't date are actually more well-adjusted.
Mm-hmm.
So if you miss this, parents, take a listen. And if you're a kid listening to this podcast and you feel this pressure to date, well, let me just run this by from ABC News. Teens who don't date, according to a new study, more well-adjusted and less depressed. All right? Higher social skills, better leadership than kids who are dating. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't date. I dated when I was a teenager. And Chelsea dated me at the end of her teenage years. So then we got married. So it works sometimes, but like
for me.
Don't put pressure on yourself to be doing this. And parents, if you have a kid who's dating and they seem like it's taking a toll on them, it probably is. So talk with them. So you do what you can do. So I thought that was interesting. All right, that wraps it up for Wednesday. And we'll talk to you tomorrow, Thursday already.
We'll take a picture of the squash.
Yeah, we'll get that up on the socials.